trade tensions between the U.S. and China sent U.S. stocks sliding on Monday.
Investors are fearful that we're returning to the same volatility regime that was really troubling the markets all throughout 2018.
Plus, we're looking ahead to retail earnings this week and a sector that could take an even bigger hit.
Coming into retail earnings is always a little bit different than the broader market because nobody expects retailers to hit it out of the park with their results. So tariffs add another layer of complexity.
And the U.S. Supreme Court allows a case against Apple to go forward. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to how trade tariffs could impact the retail earnings picture, let's recap Monday's market's close. The week started off with a big slide as China vowed to retaliate against the U.S. by increasing tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods beginning next month. That sent U.S. stocks sliding, with the Dow falling 617 points. The Nasdaq and the S&P fell 3.4% and 2.4% respectively. The Wall Street Journal's Mike Wursthorn says that's reminding investors of 2018's end-of-year sell-off.
Until there's something signed, investors really are bracing themselves for a lot of volatility as long as this is an issue.
President Trump said he plans to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Japan next month. The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing a case challenging Apple's control over the marketplace for iPhone apps to move forward. Plaintiffs say consumers are paying inflated prices because Apple requires software to be bought and sold through its App Store. They argue apps would be cheaper if they could be bought directly from the software developers. The case puts billions of dollars in Apple's software sales at risk. The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle explains.
Apple won't face any immediate repercussions from this decision. This goes back down to a lower court where the plaintiffs will have to make a case and win on the merits of that case. That being said, Apple takes a 30% cut of developers' sale of an app, does face a new pressure point on its cut of App Store sales. And that's a big core underpinning of its services revenue that's become a big contributor to the company's business.
Mickle says the case could also lead to other consumer lawsuits against tech companies. Dow Jones & Company, publisher of The Wall Street Journal, has a commercial agreement to supply news through Apple services. Boeing's grounded 737 MAX aircraft aren't likely to return to service before mid to late August. Industry and government officials say federal regulators will consider preliminary approval of a software fix for the jets at the end of the month, but that final approval from the Federal Aviation Administration is likely to take much longer. Another factor is foreign regulators who may opt to conduct their own reviews. The global fleet of about 400 MAX jets was grounded in March, following two fatal crashes within 5 months. The grounding has impacted flight schedules for major carriers during the busy summer travel season. A measles outbreak in the U.S. continues to grow. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the number of cases has reached 839 in 23 states. The current outbreak is already the nation's worst for measles in 25 years. Most of the cases are connected to two outbreaks, one in New York City and one in Rockland County, New York. Retailers are taking a hit amid ongoing trade tensions between the U.S. and China. The latest tariff increase on Chinese goods is hitting consumer products like clothing, luggage, and furniture, leaving retailers with few options besides raising prices on those products. Joining me now in our studio with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Wursthorn. Mike, the latest tariff increase hits retailers, as many are already facing a pretty tough time competing with e-commerce and changes in consumer shopping habits. Which retailers do analysts see taking the biggest hits here?
The tariffs that went into effect on Friday, that affected about $40 billion worth of goods, and that's, say, furniture, luggage, handbags, apparel. And it's going to be pretty much, I mean, all retailers sort of face this issue of, you know, their costs are going to go up, whether it's sort of their vendors raising their costs or the cost to actually make the goods that they sell going up. They're dealing with these increases. And then a lot of them are doing it at a time when they're spending heavily on their e-commerce operations. Kohl's, for example, has been spending a lot of money to overhaul its stores. So it's not like they have a lot of money to spare at this point. So Macy's, Walmart reporting earnings this week, the first test investors are going to want to see is how are they going to absorb these costs? And if they're not going to absorb them, then how are their customers going to handle this price increase that comes along? Department stores are maybe a little more resilient just because they're not making their goods, but they don't have a lot of wiggle room. They've seen the effect of raising prices in the past and seeing customers just not, you know, come to the stores as much and their sales start to suffer. Apparel makers like Ralph Lauren, they're really going to get hit hard just because, you know, they're facing a number of tariff increases around a lot of the raw goods that they deal with. So they really can't escape that increase really. At all. And, you know, another category that sort of might, fare a little bit better of all this are, say, the discount retailers, just because if there is a buildup in inventories, that just means those discount retailers like a TJX companies with the TJ Maxx stores, they may be able to just sell more of those designer brands that people have come to expect at a lower price. But that said, if they have to raise prices as well, they're still facing that same conundrum that the broader retail landscape is also facing. It's interesting. Coming into retail earnings is always a little bit different than the broader market because nobody expects retailers to hit it out of the park with their results. So tariffs add another layer of complexity to those results. You know, that said, people were hoping that retailers would give results that would show that things aren't as bad as people maybe initially expected. And when I say what I mean by that is that, you know, like a place like Macy's or Kohl's, people certainly still expect them to see that they're struggling with sort of the changes that they're dealing with within their businesses. But I guess there's always a hope each of these quarters that these companies are sort of improving their operations to such a degree that, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, they're sort of out of this worst case scenario that, say, the Amazons of the world have now brought on retail. So there's not a lot of optimism heading into this earnings. The tariffs coming when they did just add this whole other question mark, really, as to, you know, how exactly are these retailers going to fare with this. You know, a lot of the other previous earnings reporting periods, retail executives had really downplayed sort of the impact of the initial tariffs that we saw and the impact that those higher tariffs, if they ever came into effect, you know, could eventually bring. So I think a lot of investors aren't really convinced that retail does have a solution as to how to deal with the tariffs for however long they remain in effect at this point.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Wursthorn joining us in our studio. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.
Now onto some more headlines from the Wall Street Journal. Actress and singer Doris Day, who became a top star in the 1950s and 60s, died Monday at the age of 97. Day was known for films including Pillow Talk and songs including Whatever Will Be, Que Sera Sera, from Alfred Hitchcock's The Man Who Knew Too Much. Day was also an animal rights advocate. The Doris Day Animal Foundation confirmed her death early Monday following a serious case of pneumonia and said she was surrounded by close friends. Amazon is competing for drivers and in some cases turning to its own employees. The company launched a program last year, and this week the company said it would offer as much as $10,000 plus 3 months' pay to employees to create their own package delivery businesses. The company launched a program last year, and this week said it would offer as much as $10,000 plus 3 months' pay to employees to create their own local package delivery businesses. The company says employees who are interested would have to quit Amazon, but that the company would provide them with deliveries from the company and vans for delivery. Fashion retailers are looking for fiber alternatives to cashmere due to the ecological impact. The hair of cashmere goats, which roam in China and Mongolia, supply about 90% of the world's cashmere, but millions of them are chewing through grasslands in the region. Mongolia's government says 60% of its pasture land has been degraded. Some retailers are changing course as a result, including H&M, which says it will phase cashmere out of its products by 2020. That's what's news for this Monday afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.